This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me, but he's actually here with me, but he's not here with me, if you know what I mean. He's not here in the studio. I happen to be in the studio of WRHU at Hofstra University. I love how clever these call letters are, Jay. Jay Kirshner is with me from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio Hofstra University. I had my teeth were cut at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. Clever we were then to call it, right? That's how you get started.
Yeah, got started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Where did you start? I don't think I know that about you. Where the first job? I don't think you.
I actually went to film school, so I studied film and television, a big emphasis on acting, but my broadcast career started with Take Your Daughter to Work Days when it was unofficially Put Your Daughter to Work Days. I opened CDs that would come into my parents' office because they're broadcasters. I interned in high school for a morning show, so I learned what it was like to wake up at dark 30, back when I was still a teenager.
People have asked me most of the time on the radio. I've been on the radio for a long time, and most of it has been in morning radio because maybe it's because I'm a farm kid and I've been used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, so it's no big deal to get up at 4 o'clock and do a radio program or to go milk some cows. To make any difference, we still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I hear people all the time who do morning radio who say, I'm not really a morning person, they make it work because they got to have a job or it usually is the best paying slot on the radio. You've got to be up no matter what you do mm-hmm. and what time of day. You need to be well suited for it, and you are well suited for this. So I'm happy to have you with me on the Good Day program, and here as we blend in.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I would hope that's the case. Anyway, the story list of the people is usually Michael Harrison takes to the microphone and goes through that list, but because he's busy organizing his event at Hofstra, it's to us to go up to us to go through the stories and the people. If you would like to go through the stories and I'll do the people, or I'll do the stories, you can do the people, whichever you would like, Ms.
Yeah, McKee. I'll do the stories. Start at 10 or start at 1?
I'm going to start at 10.
Start at 10.
Count them down.
Extreme weather at number 10. You have Elon Musk and Twitter at number 9. Immigration, border security at number 8. Number 7 is COVID-19. Number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. Kavanaugh incident at number 5, gun violence legislation at number 4. Number 3 is the January 6th hearings. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, primaries, Trump and the GOP.
All right. People list, Elon Musk is at 10. Putin is at 9. Professor Kavanaugh, a man who's speaking, I call him professor. I'd like to think all the members of the Supreme Court are experts. They're good teachers. They're learned, etc. So that's why I call him professor. Mitch McConnell is 7, Mike Pence is 6, Liz Cheney 5, Janet Yellen 4, Chesa Boudin is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. So I want to take the Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence combo here, 6 and 7, and apply those two names and their stories to the January 6th hearings that are going on. And if you give me a minute to organize my thoughts, because I just thought of pairing them all together, we'll get to it right after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Do you have three wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Without Michael Harrison this week, he'll be back next week. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program has joined me. And I wanted to connect the story of Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell to the January 6th hearings. If you have been watching or listening or are involved in the House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot, they've had their first public hearings this week. They have been quite enlightening. Maybe they've been, some people are going to say that they're too one-sided, they're too anti-Trump, but really the point of having them is to figure out how Trump played into all of this. The evidence has 1,000 interviews, all kinds of photos. You saw some of them if you watched the committee. It's all over prime time on Thursday night. Never before seen video and audio, a lot of eyewitness testimony, the police officer, for example, who was there, the documentary filmmaker who recorded all the events, accounts from former President Trump's aides, family members. 6 more hearings are scheduled over the next couple of months, focusing on a different aspect of the riot. So what comes out of this? McConnell has a lot to say. People are asking about leadership, both the House and the Senate. Excuse me, why weren't there orders, or why weren't they giving orders to have members of the House and the Senate protected?
And knowing how many people were going to be out there, because it was known that this was going to be a big turnout. So right. Why wasn't there already more security?
They'd known it for weeks. Trump had been whipping them up into a frenzy for weeks. And even the day of, this is going to be an exciting event, you know, that kind of stuff, which does seem kind of irresponsible when you get right down to it. But There are those people who say it's necessary. We've got to have a revolution. We've got to get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys are always Democrats, and the good guys are always Republicans. And in reality, that's
and
not the case.
And vice versa. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Trump is seen in the hearing video as the vote was being taken on January. The reason it was January 6th is because that was certification day. That was the day the House and the Senate certified that Biden won the election and would be the next president. And so it was a close vote, and Trump was chiding Pence into getting him to vote to make it, you know, to send it back to the states to have a recount. And Pence didn't vote that way. And so that was the end of whatever relationship Trump had with Pence was over that day. And you could see it. You knew it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen it since then. And so
that bridge was burned.
Yeah, right. But, you know, Pence became very outspoken. He was never much outspoken. And you know what? In reality, again, going back to who makes you make your bed and you lie in it, Pence was, and I remember saying this any number of times, he was what I described as a lackey for Trump. It was always mm-hmm. about, whenever he spoke, it was always about Trump, 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 Trump. The president wants this, the president is that. And it was clear that he was speaking to the boss or about the boss, and he took no credit for anything. He was a team player, in other words. And for as a thank you, he gets sort of thumped by Trump because he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do because he knew it wasn't right. Say what you will about, you know, some of the partisanship. The partisanship mm-hmm. seemingly has gone out the window here for the most part. With McConnell, he was all over this. You know, he said any number of times, the new president is Biden. He won fair and square. And, you know, although there's never been any love lost between McConnell and Trump because of the things that Trump has said about, you know, when you say and act the way Trump does, you don't have a lot of friends. And he sure doesn't. And it's kind of showing up now. I think if there was ever, looking at the reality.
Yeah, fans, but not friends.
Yeah. That's, very good. I like that. Fans, but not friends. People who think they went there on January 6th to protect the Constitution. How did they know? All they were doing was listening to Trump say he robbed the election. They didn't have any facts. They didn't really know. They had things that they heard, the rumors through social media. But they didn't have any real facts. I must say, what little involvement we had in it, this was, I think this was before you were with me, wasn't it, Jay? Were you with me when that took place, or you hadn't?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't here yet. But it's been talked about so much. We're over 500 days past when it actually happened, and it still almost seems like yesterday because it has been in such focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump thinks that he's using this all the notoriety coming from this to launch his next campaign. I think that if anything, this is going to hurt whatever chances he might have had or may have had, other than those who are the loyalists to the nth degree who want to see him president or dictator for life or whatever. If he ever had a chance after this, he doesn't, for being involved in elective politics anymore. At least I don't think he does. I can't imagine people. You know, I've never been a big fan of Liz Cheney's father. I thought he was sort of cut. He was a little, he had a little more savoir-faire than Trump had, but he was a manipulator to the nth degree. Between him and Donald Rumsfeld, man, they were two of the biggest problems the country's ever had. But I think Liz Cheney has been pretty responsible, obviously. It'll be interesting to see what happens with her in her re-election bid.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue along here, take some of these other items of interest. With regard to weather and climate change, Japan is doing something that I want to talk about with all of you, all of us, as we continue here.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a little different venue this week because we're at the studios of the radio station at Hofstra University on Long Island, one of the great schools. Emerson, I was thinking about Emerson and how people have gone there and said that was a great school, and it is. I've actually never been into the radio studio there, but I've been invited here a number of times, so in my mind, this is a better place than the other place because I was invited here. And they have great facilities, so those of you who are parents, who have children that are interested in radio, television, film, theater, that sort of thing, this is a great place to examine. Check it out. Hofstra. I love the, how you spell that? H-O-F-S-T-R-A. Unusual name. Good school. Okay.
Sounds great.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, pretty much every week we have something about weather or climate change, that sort of thing. So listen to this, Jay. The Japanese this weekend are going to drop a gargantuan turbine into the Pacific Ocean so that they can harness what they describe as limitless energy. This has the potential for putting water power back into front and center. And this is something that I've never understood. We have, where I am in New England, almost every old town has a mill next to a river. And the reason they built the mills next to the river is because they could get all the power they needed from the water without having to pay for it. They'd install their own turbines, if you will. The turbines are what the Sikhs wear. The turbine would generate the electricity that was needed for the mill. And so now, and then from that, there were places like the Hoover Dam that was built with these huge turbines. The water that was going through the dam running the turbines to generate the electricity needed for that area, which included Las Vegas. So what's happened to that? Why have all these turbines been shut down? There were many of them all around the country generating a lot of our power, and they're gone. Where are they? Why are they being used? So, you know, when you look at harnessing the water, these turbines are going to go into the way down deep near the Earth's crust. The electrical energy because the water's warmer down there, it'll sort of create what steam turbines do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I understand the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that it is a brilliant way to get focus back again on water power. And so, you know, you have that, I brought up, I think, on the food, farm, and family portion of our Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay, I brought up the fact that the powers that be in California are trying to shut down some of the water flow to farmers so they can kill, in essence, the biggest industry they have in California is food, farming.
Yeah.
And so the farmers need to have water, and so the state says, oh, well, we're going to take some of your water away, so thus ruining that business. And instead of taking the common sense approach, which whenever they're asked, there's never an answer from a politician or a bureaucrat when asked about two things in California. Arizona and New Mexico have water capturing facilities. What do they call them, cisterns or something like that? I forget what the thing is called, but I think it's a cistern. It's a big concrete tub, if you will. You collect the water when it rains, and you use it for the obvious reason. Same thing with desalinization. You know, even the environmentalists don't have a real problem with desalination. So what are you doing?
What's the holdup?
Yeah, exactly. You got oil drilling wells all up and down the coast of California. So why not purify some of the water? What a bunch of dummies. Okay, it's the 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
3 people were killed and 4 wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from K&S Helicopters carrying 6 people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As the San Francisco District Attorney was recalled and booted out of office for his soft-on-crime mentality, Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna says the next recalled soft-on-crime DA will be Los Angeles's Gascon.
His policies obviously are the cause of the increasing crime. He comes into office, he implements immediately some new policies, and crime has just gone through the roof. There's audio tapes of inmates saying they want to get his name tattooed on their forehead. He calls him, they refer to him as the champ, right? So he's the champ to criminals. They're toasting him in jail, and he's releasing all these violent offenders early or with no bail. And then he wants to blame old policy for the increase in violence. I think he's backed into a corner. He knows he's going to get recalled, and he's doing everything he can to point the finger somewhere else instead of taking responsibility.
Sunday marks a new day for Russia's fast food lovers as former McDonald's restaurants will reopen under new branding and ownership. The relaunch begins on Russia Day, a patriotic holiday celebrating the country's independence, at the same flagship location in Moscow, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in 1990. Here's a fact you didn't know. Australia is actually wider than the moon. TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and also at dougstephan.com. The week of June 6 to 10 is in the focus. People say, wait a minute, there's 5 days in the week. How come there's only four numbers? Duh. June 6th is 1, 7 is 2, 8 is 3, 9 is 4, and 10 is 5. How do you like that, Jen?
Boom.
I'm on top of it. Pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like we tend to go to math, and it's like, wait a second, 10 minus 6 is 4, but it's like, no, we're not looking at a difference. Each number counts.
The fact that January 6th is the big deal, one of the things that came out of, and I don't know, isn't it funny? Because I've done this poo-pooing of this all along. You haven't listened. Well, you've listened to me a little bit on the DJ. We don't talk about this stuff much on the DJV. I mean, on the, we didn't on the DJV show, and we don't on Doug Stephan's Good Day. I don't like to get into a lot of politics because it usually goes no place, and it's not fun in the time of day that we're on, which is early morning and morning drive and mid-morning for the most part. Most of the stations that carry us are in there, and people don't want to be hit over the head. They seem to like it later in the day when you listen to what's around.
Yeah.
But in the morning, nah, not so much.
Political talk is so, it's just something to be so passionate about. And
yeah.
opinions typically go one way or the other, and so if it's not, if something's said that's not shared with your own opinion, it could be difficult. And yeah, it's just too much arguing anymore within the parties, across parties,
politicians
fight.
There's more to life than politics and government and stuff, as we find out. The list is, you know, has been much more varied over the years than it, the last year or two. It's been all about, you know, politics. And I think that came from the Trump era and the things, the ramifications to our economy that have come out of that. And all right, so I want to get to a couple of things. I am going to go back to January 6th for a minute, and I think we ought to talk about what happened with Brett Kavanaugh this week. The members of this committee have described it as an attempted coup, that is, the January 6th attack. Now, when I hear that, I think of the intention of those words, and the intention, in my mind, of those words is to describe a takeover of the government, something that you would expect in Russia, in China, in some country in the Middle East or down in Africa, but I never, ever put those words together in association with my country. And so, you know, it's kind of scary.
You think that stuff doesn't happen here? Well, it's happening now.
No. I remember, you don't because you weren't alive, I remember when Richard Nixon was cast aside, was impeached and resigned, and Gerry Ford stepped in, and in his first speech, his first words were, "Congratulations to America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution works." Those are his words. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The Constitution works. Referring to the fact that Nixon resigned, and in a peaceful change of power, he, Gerry Ford, became the new president. And there wasn't much support for Nixon at all. Mostly because what he had done was pretty scurrilous, and frankly, he wasn't a likable guy, so it was easy for people to cast him aside. You know, you get to the circumstances that exist today. Trump's not a likable guy either, but he actually, in many people's minds, including mine, accomplished a lot more, and whatever he's done to get in people's faces, he's been pretty upfront about it. There weren't too many secrets, like with Nixon, you know, the tape recordings and what he called Jews.
Oh, Watergate,
how he referred to black people. I mean, he wasn't a nice man.
It was not great. But the thing about Trump, too, he entered the seat as president a businessman. He didn't come in as a politician. And I think that the reason, a large reason why he was voted in the first place was because people were sick of politicians.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, bearing fruit to that, the politicians that are running things now, Biden doesn't seem to be in control. Every time he speaks, somebody comes after him and cleans up whatever his words were. And he even said, I think in public a few weeks ago, I wish people would stop telling, you know, coming on after me and saying, this is what I meant. You know, he's the boss, so he should be telling him not to do it. He shouldn't be saying it publicly, like, I wish people wouldn't, I say what I am thinking, and that's it. People shouldn't be coming around afterwards and saying, well, this is what the president really meant. The president meant what he said, like on this program or any other program. We say what we think and what we mean, and hopefully you do in your lives as well. What good is conversation? What good is listening if you're, you know, a lot of the stuff, though, may be reflective on social media, Jay, and that the things that appear in social media may not be what people really think. It's a, you know, way to stir things up anyway.
Oh, there are a lot of people. I actually have a friend who will, he's one of those people that will go and chime in on different conversations he sees happening, and he'll say things that he doesn't himself believe, but he just wants to stir the pot because then he wants to watch people freak out and everyone starts attacking each other, and he just reads the comments, and you have so many people like that, and it's not right. It's definitely not right because so many people believe what anyone says.
Yeah,
and
they listen. They don't think for themselves.
Heartbreaking.
And that's part of the problem with our school system.
Yeah.
Youngsters are not being taught how to think than being taught what to think. So anyway, we've got this partisan argument now going on. The stage has been set with the first hearing. The political discourse is, if you'll pardon the pun, riotous, if you will. Some of the Republican Party officials are talking about this as legitimate political discourse. Kevin McCarthy, who has been pretty out there, when somebody from the Republican Party said this wasn't good, he's trying to soften it. McCarthy, who has said on behalf of some of the Republicans, there are a lot of Republicans say it was a patriotic attempt to defend freedom, but it wasn't really. It was a mob. And there's no patriotism involved in being a mob.
Some of the people who were a lot of people that went there to protest
for protesting.
But it was the other ones that had to ruin it for everybody.
Right. You don't smash windows. You don't punch police. You don't threaten members of Congress. You don't put a noose out there and say you're going to hang the vice president if he doesn't vote the right way. Who does that? Unless there's a lot of stuff.
Unwell people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and who's after him? Who is after him, by the way? There's a lot of people who are upset, obviously, about Roe v. Wade, but is this deeper than that?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of this is from after that, the leak of a draft opinion showing the court poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and with Mitch McConnell is even calling for Senate to pass a bill extending security to Supreme Court justices' families. Mm-hmm. He said that this needs to happen. The Supreme Court justices, there needs to be more security. Security needs to be for the family. But, yeah, look at Kavanaugh, who had somebody who was making threats against him and then actually showed up to his house armed.
Yeah. And so are we going to have to pass legislation to protect everybody who's in government? Are we going to have to put a fence around all government buildings? Are we going to have to put a fence around your town hall? Are we going to have to put a fence around all the schools in the country? And if that's the case, then we are lost. We are, as a country, lost. 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 I think that's the only way you can look at this. All right, let's pause for a moment here as we continue to review some of the thoughts regarding the News Talk Radio world for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
All right, a couple of more minutes here in our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the idea of the war and its position on the list at number six seems to be going up and down. There are a lot of dead cities, it would seem, Jay, now in eastern Ukraine that have just been ravaged by the Russians and their attacks. You look at, and when I say dead cities, I mean destroyed. There's no infrastructure left. The roads are destroyed. The buildings are all destroyed. There's no power. There's no water. There's no livable conditions. Every home, every business, everything has been destroyed.
Gone.
And, yeah, right. This weekend is the 350th anniversary of Peter the Great's birth. He was one of the great czars, emperor of Russia, in fact, and he was a big conqueror. So Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, compared himself to Peter the Great.
Of course he did.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Was that way he was speaking with the young entrepreneurs in Moscow?
I think so.
He also was hinting at further invasions.
Yeah,
which,
right.
Of course, there's nothing to hint about. He's going to keep going until
nobody's stopping him. This is the vagaries of allowing nuclear power to have gotten where it is. The individual state has more value than the collective. Well, the United Nations, if it had any teeth, would have long ago taken away from everybody the power to build nuclear weaponry. Now it's out of the box. There's too much of it. Who knows in whose hands it rests? You don't trust Putin. I don't know that I trust some of our leaders with the switch, the button, whatever they want to call it.
And if you use, what purpose would that serve? Because there's just too much fallout.
The Earth will survive. Humanity, I've been sort of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit. The Earth will survive nicely after we're gone. And so we keep doing this kind of stuff, and that's what's going to happen. All right, we did our best to bring you up to date on the stories, some of the talk and the jargon on talk radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour on The Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, it sounds like the Hammond organ playing in St. Patrick's Cathedral in downtown New York City, but in fact it's not. Those of you who are fans of the franchise Jurassic Park know well that that's the theme from Jurassic Park, which has hit the theaters. Chuck Curry went to see it. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, Movie Moments, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So what did you think of your experience at the Jurassic Park last night?
Jurassic World Dominion. Actually, a lot to think about. Yeah, first off, I want to say we've come a long way since 1993 when the original film hit theaters and became primarily an instant classic, one of the great genre films of all time. I've always said that the best, I don't want to repeat this too much, but the best movie-going experience I've ever had was in 93 when I saw the original Jurassic Park at the Ziegfeld Movie Theater in Manhattan. 1,150 people sold out. That movie delivered in spades. The audience went bananas. Great cast. Spielberg directed. This is the sixth installment overall in the franchise. Now, the first one in this new trilogy, Jurassic World, which came out in 2015, I actually liked a lot. I thought it was good. It was directed by the same guy, Colin Trevorrow, who did this movie. I got to tell you, after watching this last night, I would say this. This is very much a mixed bag. It's, Doug, it's like Mission Impossible and a globe-trotting adventure meets dinosaurs. It is a really weird concoction. What I did like a lot, I love seeing the original cast, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, all doing good work, a lot of screen time. They're major folk. They're as equally important and get the same amount of screen time as Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard. Having said that, I think the story, which is, in my opinion, too big, very messy, it's extremely erratic directing, writing, and editing. And this movie had to be a nightmare in the editing room because it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. I think it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. They easily could have cut 20 minutes out of this movie. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of not so good. I'm very mixed on it. I did my biggest enjoyment, I think, would be the connection between Sam Neill and Laura Dern in this movie, that they continue from the original film. That stuff I liked a lot. The dinosaur effects, for the most part, are good, but there's a lot of plot holes, and I wanted to love this film. I think it's important for theaters that this movie is embraced. I think generally the average Joe is going to get a lot out of this movie, but fans who are really hardcore Jurassic Park fans who harken back to the original from 93, I think are going to have the same reaction I did. They like a little of it, and some of it they won't, but it just seems like for a big budget studio movie that the director, like, some days he showed up to work and some days he just slept walk. It's just such a erratic, it's really weird.
It's called phoning it in, Joe.
You see, I think some days he was phoning it in, and just in the editing room, I just think this movie could have been much tighter than the final product released here in theaters. And it is perplexing. Now, about a month ago, Doug, it was tracking at around a $200 million opening weekend, and the recent tracking had it around $125 million. So some of the buzz, and unfortunately, you know, we live in a social media world, when the buzz starts to get out that there's a lot of mixed reaction to this movie, some people go, I'll stay home, and I think that's what might happen. Having said that, I do think I'm going to predict this will beat $125 million tracking. People will still come out to see this movie. And as a fan of Jurassic the franchise, I would tell people go see it, because there's enough cool stuff in it. But having said that, you're not going to have the same experience as a few of the better installments in this franchise. But I'll give it a 5.5 out of 10. That's what I'll give it.
All right. So in comparison to Top Gun, it doesn't have the starch. It does.
It's nowhere near as tight a film. See, Top Gun is a really well thought out, tight, character driven movie that to me was completely satisfying. And I had no really qualms at all with it. This movie, you know, when I'm watching it, I'm like doing an analysis of what I would have did better as I'm watching it. That's not really good. You know, you want to get enveloped, you want to get sucked in to the overall movie. And there were parts I was sucked in, and parts I was taken out of it. And like I said, you know, half good, half not so good.
So here's I read this into what you've said. Instead of having legs like Top Gun has had, to be probably very won't. Strong in the box office, this, after a weekend of people seeing, experience, and talking like you are about it, it will not have legs.
Probably not long term.
So there you go.
Having said that, there's not a lot of product in the marketplace, so we'll see what happens. Right. I want it to do well. I want theaters. People, go to theaters. Go to theaters.
All right.
Go see
Chuck
it.
Curry here on the Doug Steffen Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.